A lot of people equate feminism with being this man-hating institution where, like, down with men and everything, and I think more people need to understand that it's the equality for both sexes, or like all genders and all gender expressions. Yeah.
I believe that we are still caught in a deeply fractured paradigm that fundamentally diminishes and dismisses women just fundamentally on the basis of gender.
It doesn't mean I want to open all the doors by myself. It means I can open the door for myself. It doesn't mean like chivalry has to disappear, but it just means like we have the ability to do things for ourselves. We're not weak. We don't need the door held open.
20% of Congress is women, about, where women make up about 53% of the country's population and voters.
I certainly lived through the eras when, you know, the feminist was a capital F, and she was just this force to be feared.
There are so many different aspects to feminism. Is it suffrage, equality, stopping sexual harassment, workplace equality? Who does it benefit? Why can't we treat feminism with the same respect the word earns anymore? What even is feminism, and who are feminists? This is Modern Day Feminism.
It's Katie Kelly, and I'm 32.
My name is Ann Dalton, and I am 70 years old.
My name is Jenna, and I'm 5 years old, five and a half.
Claire Corvari, 18.
Susan Corvari, 55.
I'm Annalisa, and I'm 18 years old.
Deb, I'm 48.
My name is Susan Brooks, and I am a United States representative. I am 54 years old.
Feminism is the search for gender equality. And to me, this includes like equality for men and women, as well as transgender people, to everyone be not discriminated against because of gender or gender expression in like the workplace, in political terms, or like just social everyday equality.
My definition of feminism would be a movement led by females to make sure that females have equal rights and are looked at with the same respect and have the same opportunities as men.
In one of my classes, we had this, we were going over assignment about a quote that said, the only inequality is making unequal people feel equal. And we were having this discussion. My teacher, who was a male, said that he thought it was good how women had to fight for suffrage, but men didn't have to.
You know, I personally was sexually harassed by professors at Purdue. And when I reported it to my advisor, he really didn't know what to do with the information. And instead of going to the dean of students like I should have, I just wanted to escape from it. And probably I should have gone to the dean of students, because I think the guy went on and harassed a few other girls after I left, and maybe if I'd gone to the dean of students, probably nobody would have believed me.
97% of rapists never see a single day of jail. Only 39% of rapes are ever reported, and I want 100% of rapes to be reported, and I want 100% of rapists to be like convicted. The average American reported that they believe that 50% of rape accusations were made up, and in actuality it's less than 5%.
In a professional place, I had a boss, I had a coworker that just made sexual comments all the time, joking around, things that were inappropriate that would absolutely not be acceptable today. And I wouldn't say that I felt like I was being harassed, but I didn't really think about demanding it to be stopped, because it was just something that we thought we just had to deal with as women.
Still, yes. Do believe that feminism is important, and that is because we still do have, I think, a confidence gap for girls and women in seeing themselves as leaders in many different fields. In Congress, the Republican Party has a project that I have been involved in called Project Grow, and it is about growing and encouraging more women to run for Congress.
I would have benefited from being able to have a paid maternity leave for 12 weeks, because I think that it would have made it a lot easier transition, because I would have been more prepared, my baby would have been more prepared, and it would have made me a happier person coming back to work and more productive. I took 6 weeks paid and then 2 weeks of unpaid. And, you know, it's crazy that that unpaid leave will affect me, you know, throughout this entire year. And I see what happens in other countries and their workers come back to work. There's less of a smaller rate of dropping out of positions. And you talk about wage equality, and women will not have wage equality until they stay with their jobs. One of the things that girls growing up and women need to know is that we should celebrate women who are beautiful, but also incredibly successful, and we shouldn't just look at them for their clothes.
That's the thing that annoys me the most, is seeing how people judge women on looks, whether they're in the political sphere, whether they're girls in a high school, whether they're women who suddenly seem to be aged out for certain professions because they no longer look a certain way. I'd like to see that change, because that's something that men are not evaluated the same on.
Can you tell me who you think would make a better policeman, a man or a woman?
My daddy.
And who do you think would make a better dancer, a man or a woman?
Women.
Women? Who do you think would make a better teacher, a man or a woman?
Me!
Do you want to be a teacher someday?
Yeah.
Who do you think would make a better doctor, a man or a woman?
Man.
Who do you think would be a better nurse?
Man.
A man?
Two men.
Who do you think would make a better firefighter?
Boy.
Why do you think a boy would be better at these?
Because they're very, very smart.
Why do you think women wouldn't be as good at those?
Because women are best. Because they're great, because they're mommies.
What about a baseball player? Who's best at baseball?
Boy.
A boy?
Why do you think a boy?
Boys are good at boy stuff.
What's boy stuff?
Aliens.
Aliens.
Robots. And boys are good because they impress girls.
What's girl stuff?
Hair.
Hair. What else?
Dolls.
Dolls.
And they speak like this.
What's more important, to be smart or to be pretty?
Pretty.
What about for a boy? Is it more important for a boy to be handsome or smart?
There's lack of education for women in other parts of the world. And I know, like, it's hard to understand that coming from a place like Carmel, and like seeing all the opportunities that girls have here. But it really, like, travels around the world. But then you also have the side of the men who are expected to be tough all the time and aren't allowed, like, a lot of times they're not allowed to have emotions, and that's also an issue.
I think it permeates education. I think it permeates employment. I think it permeates access to health care. I think it permeates issues of safety and violence. I think it permeates everything.
Right. So, you know, I do think that that we're getting there. Not fast enough, in my opinion, but I do think we are getting there.
I think the best definition of feminism is from Beyoncé's song Flawless. It's the social, economic, and political equality of the sexes.
So let's stop treating feminism like the other F word and define it as what feminism has always been searching for: equality.
Feminist, a person who believes in the social, political, and economic equality of the sexes.
You wake up, Alice.
For WHJE Radio, this has been Diana Gorin.